It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is our political analyst, Jack Lessenberry. And we are in the home stretch. Election Day is Tuesday. How would you rank this campaign season on the nasty meter, Jack?
Well, there have been nastier ones. I think this campaign is sort of more unusual than nasty. Not to be sure, there have been some nasty commercials, especially in the last week or so, but I can't recall a race for an open U.S. Senate seat where one of the candidates sort of went and hid and was sort of AWOL during most of the campaign. So I think that's one thing we'll remember from this campaign. Also, the sudden closeness of the governor's race.
Of course, this is a midterm election, and that doesn't always attract voters. So who has the most to lose from a low turnout, Jack?
Democrats, of course. The lower the turnout, generally the better Republicans do. But we have all sorts of indications that the absentee turnout is way up. Democrats have really concentrated on there, sending notifications to 996,000 Democrats who didn't vote last time. And they're optimistic that they may be able to pull sort of a November absentee surprise.
I was going to ask you about surprises. Do you see anything in particular that could happen?
Well, 3 weeks ago, I would have said that there'd be absolutely no surprises in the congressional races, but some of these have become sort of unexpectedly competitive. The 11th District, where Kerry Bentivoglio, the Republican who lost the primary, is waging a write-in campaign. If he gets any significant number of votes, they'll all come from David Trott and Bobby McKenzie, the Democrat, could win. You could also keep an eye on the 1st District in the Upper Peninsula. Democrats are making a big effort. And surprise of all surprises, Fred Upton, who's been a real fixture in the Midland area, is being challenged by a political science professor named Paul Clements, and an outside PAC called the Mayday PAC has poured millions of dollars into this race to try to beat Upton.
On another subject, Jack, I have to admit I'd never heard of Herb Strather until this week. He just bought a so-called blight bundle at a Wayne County tax foreclosure auction for $3 million. What are his plans for those properties, Jack?
Well, we are hoping he's going to pay that, but Herb Strather has been known for some time as a man who doesn't always pay his bills, and he has hundreds of thousands of dollars in unpaid tax liens in Detroit. He scraped together enough to make a 10% down payment, but this is a very strange deal. There's some indications that he thought that the Detroit Land Bank would then pay to raise the properties on his land. That's not how it works. And I think people are more worried that even if he manages to buy this, that he's not going to have the funds to remediate the property, fix up or tear down the blighted structures. And I think there's a lot of people in Detroit who are, I'm talking about official Detroit, who kind of wish this hasn't happened. So we can try to be optimistic, but this is something to keep your eye on.
Well, as always, thanks for all the inside info. Have a great weekend, Jack.
Happy November, Rena. Make sure you vote.